We're a bit shocked to discover that Adam has a penchant for reality TV shows.
I'm sorry. I don't like reality. Well, I do like reality TV. I like documentaries, which are kind of like reality TV.
Oh, no, they're not.
Differently entirely.
No.
Okay, but ones I do.
Reality TV is actually non-reality TV.
I really like Doomsday Preppers. And, one's sort of...
Okay, RSS was good.
Yeah. But I recently discovered that there's this whole stack of genre reality TV coming out.
Genre reality genre. TV.
And that caught me a little bit
when you're actually in space and...
Well,
space
okay, very loosely genre. The ones that are more loosely sort of related SF related than...
Okay.
No, please,
okay.
SF.
Sorry.
I've got standards.
Sorry, yes, sorry. Terrible.
All right, and this came as a bit of a surprise to me. And I think the first one, which... they've been around for a while, but the first one I heard of was King of the Nerds, which is a traditional Survivor-type show where they take a whole stack of nerds who I wish I wouldn't call that, would call geeks like they should, and stick them into a building. And every week they have a competition to work out who's safe and who's not, having broken into two teams. And then they have a competition between two of them, and one of them gets sent home at the end of each episode.
What kind of competition?
Well, you see, this is where things go a bit wrong.
Ah.
Conceptually, it was sort of promising because the people they got weren't too bad. Comic geeks and someone from NASA and a neuroscientist who I rather liked, the neuroscientist. He was cool and he wore a bow tie, always a plus.
Bow ties are cool.
Yeah. So you've got a group of people who are reasonably promising, and then they need to have something that fits the genre for the games.
Yeah.
So in the first episode, it was picking everybody into teams, and the winner was, the winner was the person who was last, because the nerdiest person is by definition the last one picked. And I thought that was a nice touch.
Oh, yeah,
that
I can
worked
see that.
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then they picked the two people in the big competition at the end. The losing team picks one of their people, and the winning team picks one person from the losing team to be the second person to compete in the round. And so the first week, chess.
That makes sense.
With big pieces, except chess makes very poor TV.
True.
They tried to improve it by having, some big gladiator guy smash the chess pieces and a cat girl move them around.
They were doing
something.
The first Harry Potter, were they?
Yeah, but to be honest, it was chess and they played really badly. Does that say something about me? But my main criticism is that the game was just awful and I couldn't believe he fell into that trap towards and was checkmate as a result of that. The problem with it is it's typical reality TV, so it suffers from exactly what you probably hate about reality TV. Mm-hmm. Everyone you like gets thrown. Yeah, all get thrown out very early. The competitions are boring.
Mm-hmm.
After about four episodes, everyone I liked was gone, and the rest of them were these terrible people I couldn't stand who were competing to see who'd win, and I don't want any of them to win.
So all these reality TV shows like that?
No, but this one was. This
a
one,
lot
this
of them
one
are. That pretty much says... I would say that's the standard for reality TV.
Yeah. Which is why the other two caught me by surprise.
Yep.
Okay. First one is a series called Hot Set. And in Hot Set, every week they have two people come on to make... two teams of people, big teams, to make a set for a TV a movie in a set amount of space... I think 3 days they've got to build it with a budget of $15,000 US. And because it's Sci-Fi Channel, it's always, almost always a genre thing. It'll be a mad scientist with someone imprisoned in there, or it'll be a planet where the script says he realizes that he's doomed when he steps out of the ruins of his spaceship.
Do they have to design it as well as build it?
Design, build, and then film a small scene on it.
Very cool.
In 3 days.
It was great. It was really good. Do you imagine
what
set? That was a brilliant show. I loved that one. And the other one which comes with it is very similar. It's a show and preceded. It's a show called Face Off into season 4. And that's currently playing in Australia. And they take a whole stack of people who are makeup artists, throw them together and say, here's your theme. You have exactly 2.5 days to produce a full makeup of this character, of a character using this as your inspiration, and we'll judge it at the end. And that's also brilliant, if only because they can't get the whole idea of wearing competition worked out. They keep helping each other. But damn good series.
Which I think would improve it greatly over most reality TV.
Yes, it did.